This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday is upon us, the 18th of September. Get through the weekend and see Victoria. We have, about 10 days left, right? 10 till, well, actually 12 days left. How do you do? Take a deep breath. This is another hour of the DJD, Doug Jen Doug, the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer is here. So, excuse me for just a moment. You know that the, I'm coughing because of the smoke. I can sense, I can feel this smoke getting into my, And it's been seen in Europe.
And I was like looking for it, and I don't know, it doesn't seem to be here at the Jersey Shore.
Well, the skies are
psychosomatic, because I'm seeing a lot of people saying, I think I'm smelling smoke in, you know, various places, but
I'm not smelling it.
I don't know.
But I can feel it. And if it's gotten to Europe, it makes sense that it would come across the United States. I was looking at that new WGN network, which, by the way, I find very good in terms of what they are promising and what they are delivering. There's no editorial comment whatsoever. It's all the news presented in a straightforward fashion. No reporter, no outsider, nobody comes in and sits in a chair and says, this is what Fred means by saying what today is Thursday. There's none of that
stuff.
What is
this network?
It's called the WGN America Network. It's on most of the cable channels, most of the cable systems have it. And it's presenting 24 hours a day of fresh news. Without opinion, without any ancillary input from anybody, no expert. You're not going to see anybody selling a book. There's nobody on there who's got an axe to grind on one side of the aisle or the other. It's just, here's what's happening. And I find it very refreshing, frankly. Happy to be able to. It's on my system. You don't have it on yours?
No, we have YouTube TV. So I just looked it up. It says it's a subscription television network. So depending on what you have, I guess
I'm subscribed then,
yeah.
Because it's
on AT&T Now, Dish Network, and yeah, I was going to say WGN. That used to be the WB. From 95 to 99, WGN was actually called the WB.
Yes.
And so now I guess it, I don't know if it's back or if it's something that's new. It says it's owned by Nexstar Media Group and Tribune Broadcasting.
Well, they own WGN Radio and Television in Chicago, and that's where this comes from. So there are no documentaries, there's no investigation. It's just, here's what's happening. And I find it, in a major way, refreshing from all of the garbage and hype and trash that you see on the other network. Even the so-called networks like ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, that's all garbage. That news presentation has dwindled or fallen into a garbage presentation. It's all for ratings, it's all for show. It's entertainment-based. It has nothing to do with what the real news is and who decides. I always wonder about that. Some of these elitists that have gone to the journalism schools and these people that call themselves journalists, they don't. A journalist listens. Don't you? I mean, Jennifer is sort of trained as a journalist. She went to journalism school. You listen, and you learn, and then maybe you ask a question, but you listen and listen to what's happening or observe what's happening, and then you host a program that, you know, basically is, here's what is new. Here's what is happening. And I find it very fresh and refreshing. Frankly, kind of energizes my brain a little bit, which from time to time we all need, right? A little bit of energy. That's usually what happens when you go to a conference, supposedly, you know, when we all, in all of our businesses, We have conferences. We have radio conferences. We have talk conferences. We have scientific conferences. We have a business, you know, money, all that stuff. We know this year, but we normally have had that sort of stuff. And it's supposed to, you know, invigorate your mind and your experience and network and all that other stuff that's important to a business. So more or less that's gone away this year. I think the more I look around and understand what's going on, as is in the news today, Pfizer says that their coronavirus vaccine is going to be approved pretty quickly. They are ready for FDA approval, and so it will be able to deliver on what I said. And they're not doing it because I said it. The vaccine is in phase 3 trials, and so it'll be either next month or in November. We'll have it by Thanksgiving. People will get shots, and by Christmas, this will all be a bad memory. I think from my mouth to God's ears, I suppose somebody's saying, as you look around at the numbers, the deaths, the people who are so fixated, Victoria, on who's dead and how many are dead and why that makes a difference. In terms of other COVID stuff, though, I thought it was interesting in New York. You're always watching that closely as a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. Bill Blah Blasio saying in-person classes are being delayed.
Yeah.
This is the second time that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they not doing there that others are doing? And the other people that are starting school all over the country, not just north or south, but people are back in school. This is not going to happen in New York because not till what, September 29th? And October 1st, looks like.
Yeah, October 1st seems to be the date that they're looking at, yeah. Part of the problem is the schools, the actual public schools in New York, the buildings are really old, and so ventilation is a big, big problem. And the filters, Governor Cuomo has been very proactive about making sure that buildings have appropriate filters that can actually work to help, you know, like on an airplane, when we talked about that a couple weeks ago, surprisingly, the airplane filter is actually very effective in trapping any of the droplets of the virus.
Yep.
So that's part of the problem, is upgrading the New York schools. So I think that's what they're looking at. And as soon as it gets to be cold, and also a lot of schools in New York can't open the windows.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a big problem. So, you know, there's
so what do they do with all the taxes they collect in New York? You, by your own admission, when you were living there, even though you lived in an apartment, I mean, there were all kinds of other taxes.
Yeah,
New York is a lot like L.A., very expensive to live there. So what are they doing with the money? Where is it
going? Well, they haven't. Well, if you think about it, they've lost, what is it, 8 months, 6, 7 months of revenue. Everybody has pretty much abandoned the city. And when people are working from home and they're not traveling and they're not paying tolls to commute into the city, the revenue is down to like almost nothing.
So what are they doing to curtail services so the city won't go broke?
Well, de Blasio announced either yesterday or the day before they're furloughing city workers, including himself. He's actually furloughing himself. So
what does that mean? He's not going to do anything.
He's not taking a salary.
Oh.
So
is that the definition of furlough? You just don't get paid. You show up for work.
You keep your benefit. It depends. I have friends who have been furloughed and essentially you can't work, but you can collect unemployment and you can keep your health benefits. And so that's essentially what de Blasio is doing. He's going to continue to work, obviously, as the mayor. He won't be receiving a salary.
Work,
but he had
in quotation
furlough
marks, because he's not much of a worker, it would seem, or isn't his contribution to running the city leaves a lot to be desired among the people that I know who live there and work there. And you haven't been very kind to him either.
He's not my favorite. I think there are a few things that he's done, you know, the right way. I have friends who are teachers in Manhattan who are in the schools, but the kids are not back yet. So it, depending on how young, younger kids like pre-K and I think kindergarten, they're working to go back a few days a week, which helps parents who have to work. Other than that, I will give him credit. He has done a good job with the whole subway system, and there's now a fine if you're not wearing a mask on the subway, which is important because the subway cars are really small and narrow. So he's done an okay job with virus containment, And Manhattan has, you know, as we all know, Manhattan was hit so hard and really early on. So I think he's done an okay job with that. But honestly, it's really under the guidance of Governor Cuomo. So I don't know. As long as he's fought back with Governor Cuomo, and he's pretty much lost every time.
Good.
So, yeah.
Cuomo's been a better job than he has pretty much all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The company here in Massachusetts is headquartered in part in my hometown of Framingham. Moderna has a blueprint also for its vaccine trial. And this is in addition to what we've already talked about, several, I think, what did we say yesterday? Three companies that are here in America, one in Israel. I think there's one in England and one in Germany. And then, of course, the Chinese, but who gives a damn about what they're working on? Because I can't imagine anybody touching it with a 10-foot pole that's got any common sense at all. So I discount that. But it looks like there are a lot of people who are pretty close. So for those of you who are wrapped in mystery here, the one thing that Fauci says is that enough people have to take the vaccine for it to be efficient. And I have said, we're not such great promoters of it because all three of us, you, Jennifer, and I have said we're not going to take the vaccine.
Well, after the woman in with the AstraZeneca safety report that leaked out, after that trial came to a screeching halt when a woman developed an inflammation on her spine and she had trouble walking and weakness and things like that. And she was a 37-year-old healthy woman before she underwent this trial as a volunteer, and she got the second round of shots, and then. And then boom, there she is with this really scary virus of the spine.
But AstraZeneca is trying to pass it off.
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But
anyway.
I don't know, I'm not going to be volunteering for this thing anytime soon.
No, nor is it, again, part of the whole thing is people unrealistically think that we get a shot or you take a pill and everything is fine because that's how we've grown up. Give me a pill, I've got a headache. Give me a pill, I've got cancer. Give me a pill. I've got stiff and soreness. Give me a pill. Give me a pill. Give me a pill. Give me a pill. Or give me a shot. Give me a shot. Give me a shot. And so we've trained, and especially with all those GD ads on television all day, all night, pretty much every channel has got an ad for this drug or that drug. This will fix everything, they tell you in 15 seconds. And then the next 45 seconds, they tell you that you can drop dead and don't, see the doctor, blah, blah, blah. This is why you shouldn't take it. So, anyway, and for the record, I've gone off the statin that I was put on 2 weeks ago because of my body's reaction or rejection of it. And so I don't know what
that is. Did you start something new?
Nope. And I'm going to see when my body's got to shake this off first. There isn't a muscle in my body that isn't sore.
Jeez.
And I've been up three nights cramping every hour, jumping out of bed, trying to, stuff was terrible. So, yeah, but there's got to be something that, the blood thinner I continue on, but not the statin. And I think other people have had the same reaction. But there are four or five popular statins, so. You see what happens over the next month or so. 19 past the hour, you're listening to the Friday DJV program.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Just grow lonesome.
Old people just grow lonesome.
Waiting for someone to say hello in there. Oh.
It's a John Prine song. Last June, Picture Show, a tribute celebrating John Prine, assembled a really eclectic roster of artists and friends to remember the songwriter who passed away, his music, words, that sort of thing. In honor of what would have been Prine's 74th birthday, the special is going to repeat again. That's redundant, isn't it? Repeat again. Repeat and again mean the same thing. But they've added some footage to it. So this will be broadcast next month on the 10th. Let's see, who's there? Jason Isbell, Amanda Shires, Casey Musgraves, Bonnie Raitt, Margot Price, Sturgill Simpson, Bill Murray are making an appearance. The picture show will air at 7 o'clock on Prine's YouTube channel at 7 o'clock Central Time on the 10th. And then it'll stream through midnight, October 11th, so it'll just be repeated. Along with the tribute news, Prine's label, Oh Boy Records, has announced that Prine's 2000 album, Souvenirs, is going to be released on vinyl for the first time next week. The LP will, which was originally intended to be released only in Germany, features Prine and his band performing fresh versions of staples like Hello in There, which is what we started with here, Angel from Montgomery, which is what we're listening to now, and 6 o'clock news. A Prine compilation will also kick off the new season of Austin City Limits. That'll be interesting. Premiering on the 3rd of October, the very best of John Prine. It compiles choice performances from his 8 appearances on Austin City Limits. That's interesting. Been there that many times. Previously unaired take on Sam Stone will be in it. That's back in 87. The episode begins with a recollection from Prine's friend Jason Isbell. So lots of attention for him. To me, he still sounds a lot like the City of New Orleans, Woody Guthrie, or his son, Arlo. That's what he sounds like to me. I don't know if anybody else gets that out of it, but that's how it comes across to me.
Yeah, I get a little Dylan, too, in certain songs.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Never mind. Don't do the Dylan Doug. 26 at the hour on the DJV program. All right, you two up next here in our musical portion of this hour of the DJV program, relaunching their YouTube page today to mark the 20th anniversary of their LP, All You Can't Leave Behind, with a band releasing Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out of as a remastered 4K video to mark the occasion. The remastering of the Stuck video is the first in a months-long process that will see all of U2's music videos getting an HD digital update. They continually evolve. Their YouTube page becomes the home for previously unreleased live videos and behind-the-scenes footage. People like that stuff, that remixed content.
For sure, yeah.
So, yeah. The Edge says, quote, "You two has worked with some incredible filmmakers and directors over the years. It's always been a lot of fun. Like a lot of people, I'm partial to a tumble down a YouTube rabbit hole. I hope you enjoy this." The remastered Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out of premieres at noontime Eastern Time today on the YouTube channel. On October 30th, YouTube's going to reissue All You Can't Leave Behind as a stacked set packed with a lot of B-sides and outtakes and remixes and a complete show taped at a Boston stop on their Elevation tour in 2001. So, there it is. That's the latest on YouTube for you to consider and enjoy. It's 28 after the hour. Speaking of enjoyment, enjoy. It's the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge is expected to issue a nationwide injunction blocking operational changes by the U.S. Postal Service after ruling yesterday that the changes have made mail delivery slower and less efficient. The decision also says the July policy changes have developed a substantial possibility for voters to be disenfranchised in November. Hurricane Sally has left the building, but residents of low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast are still dealing with rising waters from rivers and creeks because of the huge amount of rainfall. This woman lives in Bay County, Florida.
This is the worst we've ever had up here in rain and flooding. We've even through Michael, the rain's been a whole lot worse.
At least two deaths in Alabama and Georgia blamed on the storm. Around 400,000 people still without power. The remnants of Sally now off the New England coast. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Federal investigators still have not determined what caused a deadly boat fire off the coast of Southern California a year ago. The NTSB releasing documents yesterday from the tragic incident that left 34 people dead. It states nothing was recovered that could be pointed out as an ignition source of that September fire. Only five people, all crew members, managed to escape, and the 75-foot diving boat went down near Santa Cruz Island. The agency will be holding a public hearing next month to announce further findings and recommendations. Virginia is the latest state to reject rapper Kanye West's attempts to make it to the November ballot for the White House. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from West upholding a lower court ruling that rejected his ballot application because he failed to meet a requirement that at least 13 people pledged their support for his campaign. The matter went to court after the state elections officials said numerous people who had signed papers supporting West's bid later said they were misled about what they were signing. And it's the 50th anniversary of the death of Jimi Hendrix. The guitar legend died of an accidental drug overdose on September 18, 1970. Some concerts previously unreleased from 1970 can be heard in a new documentary that's coming out this November. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It is 34 at the hour on the Friday, September 18th program. Doug Steffen here with the DJ Beers. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. We are rattling the floodgates of reality with great info, a lot of conversation, and a happy, I guess that's a happy new year to the folks who are Jewish, right? Or would you say we were just practicing Shana Tova?
Yeah.
Is that the greeting?
It is.
This is, happy new year is, Shana Tova. This year.
I've never been more jealous of the Jewish people in my life. Wouldn't
Why?
It be nice if we could celebrate a new year today, too, the rest of our lives?
Yeah.
Let's all celebrate a new year.
See you later than the last year, right?
Wow.
Rosh Hashanah translates from Hebrew to the head of the year. The celebration will be today and tomorrow for the most part. The Jewish calendar's first month is called Tishrei, I think. Is that how you pronounce it? I should not have lots of Jewish friends. Always teased by Uri about Shalom Shabbat or Shabbat Shalom, my lawyer, my
Shabbat Shalom.
Accountant. Yeah, right. They all tease me about this because I say it trying to be friendly, but sounding awkward.
No,
as a matter of fact.
That doesn't sound like you.
No, not at all. All right, so Jennifer, we're all, I think, breathing in this air. I feel it, honestly, and maybe you can hear it in my voice, a little wheezing, that kind of stuff, because this wildfire, this is all your fault. As a matter of fact,
it is not my fault.
Your fault.
I've been victimized.
People living. California.
I mean, you can hear it. It's been in my voice the last couple of
all
days.
All of us. Victoria says she doesn't see it in New Jersey, but boy, maybe it's just the way the jet stream is flowing.
I think it goes a little bit north of us, so maybe, you know how the jet stream, it goes kind of like just south of Canada at this time, so because I was looking at a map, like an animated map of it yesterday, and so the smoke, the way that they, from over in Europe, the whatever that's called, CAMS, I forget what it stands for, their meteorological society. So it
goes Copernicus Atmosphere Monitoring Service.
Yeah. Their animated map shows it going, you know, obviously most intense will be right over Oregon and California. And then it kind of just goes right along the top of America, of the United States, just south of Canada, and then it goes up again when it hits New England. So it may have just kind of bypassed New York, New Jersey, but you know you should see some of it or feel some of it in New England, and then it heads you know over, which is actually the same
cloudy.
As you know, that's also the same like flight pattern when you're flying from the East Coast over to Europe. You go north and then over. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been so weird, though, that for the last week, literally the last, like, Wednesday to Wednesday, basically, there's been no sun. And if you look at your weather thing on the phone, it says sun. So there's sun somewhere, but you're not seeing it. It looks orange. It's gray. And the smoke smell in the air is what is so oppressive. You walk outside and just, you can feel it. You can see it. It looks like it's snowing. There's ash layers on your car. I mean, it's really, I've been evacuated how many times? At least 3 times in the last 10 years I've been evacuated. And it has not been this bad even when the fire was that close to me.
That's what that European service also said. This is the worst. They've been monitoring the air quality due to fires for 18 years. And this is by far the worst year they've ever had.
The way they're explaining it is that there was like this inversion layer that was holding everything in, and so there was just no movement. It finally started to get a little breezy here, so I'm really hopeful that for the weekend we'll actually get to see a blue sky. I haven't seen a blue sky in a week and a half. The sun was peeking out the last couple of days, but that was it. And that's because 5 million acres in the state of California have currently burned.
Disgusting.
Literally, the whole state is on fire. It doesn't seem... Whatever they're trying to do in the name of forest management is not working, and it is time for the governor to really step up on this. I mean, there was a guy, by the way, the messaging, well, there is a recall underway. Recall Gavin 2020 if you want to check it out. There's been 3 efforts, and they keep getting tossed. This is the latest one. But one of the stories that I think is so sad is this man and woman who died in one of the fires because of erroneous information that they received. It was a 68-year-old man and a 77-year-old woman who were found dead in Northern California. They had been packed to evacuate, but they decided to stay because they got bad information about the blaze, according to authorities. There was a volunteer firefighter in Oregon who used a bullhorn to alert neighbors to approaching flames, later found his own home destroyed in some areas of Oregon, California, Washington. They're relying on people with bullhorns to tell people what to do because the public system is actually failing. So these people are ready to go, and unfortunately they weren't given the word. And so in Oregon, again, a volunteer firefighter lost his home because of this, and so now they're questioning how information is being communicated. I can tell you that I've received alerts on my phone when it was time for me to evacuate. They would send the police up and down the streets, yelling out, you need to leave your homes now, leave your homes now. There's no way that you wouldn't know, at least from what I've experienced in the past, but apparently that's missing this time around. And there's a new fire that just popped up, at least in my neck of the woods. We've had the Bobcat fire, which is burning up to Mount Wilson, where there's like $1 billion worth of equipment up there.
TV and radio towers
all
up there.
And government towers, cell phone towers, earthquake measuring system is up there. So there's a lot of really significant stuff up there. There was also the El Dorado fire. That was the one that got national attention because it was sparked by a gender reveal party. Well, now there's another fire that's burning outside of Palm Springs, and we add that to all of the fires that are still burning in Northern California.
Another story we've been following this week, or ideas have been discussed about the sheriff's deputy, or the two of them, sorry. One of them's out of the hospital now, the 24-year-old deputy. Yeah, right. The 31-year-old lady is still in the hospital. So what's the scoop? What is the, who's on top of this in terms of who did it and what they're doing about the energy behind it.
No one knows who did it. There's over $300,000 reward now because a lot of people have been donating to the reward fund. The sheriff is now coming under even more fire. People are calling on him to resign.
Because?
First of all, two county supervisors are calling on him to resign, which they have not had a good relationship with him to begin with. They wanted to fund the police. They didn't want to pay for the body cameras of the L.A. Sheriff's Department. There's been a back and forth.
How does that apply to this most recent event? Why? What were they after him for? What is his role in this? Do they say?
Now they're saying because he has created more pressure, they say, more pressure around with the shooting, that he's resisting the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, and now they want to provide more oversight over his department, and he's resisting that as well. So they say that they want him to go. They're calling on him to resign right now. So
is he an elected official?
Yeah, and I didn't vote for him, actually. I'm very mixed on him. He was really big into sanctuary cities, which I am really not big into, and so I did not vote for him. I voted for the incumbent, who is McDonald, and it was the first time in 90 years that an incumbent sheriff did not win re-election. He got a lot of money from who knows where, but now that he's been in office, we're stuck with him. So I've been trying to evaluate what he's doing with all of this, and the only thing that I can tell you, I'm very much on the fence about the sheriff. The only thing I can tell you is that he does seem to be advocating for the men and women of the sheriff's department, which they need right now because they feel like they're under attack. Morale is very low.
Well,
there's fear.
Was it his department, the two deputies who shot the guy on the bike?
Oh, the bike guy. No, that was the bike was Inglewood, and that was actually that was him. So that was DeJean Kizzy, who was apparently
that was a terrible story.
Well, and new information has come out that he actually held the gun. He picked up the pistol and was holding it on the officers. So,
Who said that? He's
going to get shot. It was part of the department's investigation. They announced it yesterday.
Well, the department investigating itself, do we have an independent investigator?
There's an independent commission that oversees the sheriff's department.
Is that what they say?
Well, wasn't he shot like 27 times or something? It was some ridiculous amount of time.
20 times.
Yeah, that's insane.
One shot or 20 shot? He shouldn't be dead, but if you shoot at officers and you run, you shouldn't be shooting at officers. He held the gun at him.
Well, he didn't shoot him.
Was it loaded? Because
the original videos
did not
look
thing. At all.
Like, here's a little piece of advice. If you're running from officers, don't hold a gun on them. I'm not going to defend that guy. I'm sorry. You don't have a gun.
Nobody's asking you to defend him.
You shouldn't be asked if it was loaded.
He should not be dead, and he shouldn't have been shot 20 times.
The question that you guys are asking is the gun loaded? Was he really a threat to these officers? You know what? This is the wrong conversation. The wrong conversation is this guy was being pulled over for a traffic violation. He should have just stopped and talked to the officers. Yes, but he took off, and what else are you supposed to do? You chase him. So then
I'm saying is he shouldn't end up dead, and there are ways
to
avoid
the violation.
And he wouldn't end up
dead.
He wouldn't have ended up dead if he hadn't taken off. And
that's another question, is why was he pulled over on a bike?
You wouldn't do that. If an officer pulled you over, you would follow the directions of the officer. That's what needs to be reminded.
I'd want to know why you're stopping him on a bike.
You could ask. If you pulled over, you could ask, right?
There's a pretty damning, and I'm not sure it was on PBS or one of the networks, a pretty damning documentary about police and black citizens. And we all know that it's gang up time on the police, and some of it, if not much of it, is unfair. But I want to tell you something. They got some pretty wild video of stuff of what police officers have done.
Back to this Dennis Prager thing, we wouldn't even need police if we actually did it, push people away from religion and their a moral compass about what's right and wrong. Because they didn't need police before. We need police now. It's a modern construct because there's no religion and there's no moral code. It's all about people feeling and getting their instant gratification, and it's being encouraged by pop culture. And if we got back to our roots, we wouldn't. If everybody was just out there doing right and wrong, we wouldn't even need the police.
My roots of religion include the minister having sex with my mother. So okay. I don't have much of a...
Religion is a little different than your belief in God.
Well, but people take it to be what goes on in church. I agree with you. There's a certain amount of spirituality which is different than religion that it seems to me does present people if they follow it with a spiritual, with a moral compass, with some... The idea of what's right and what's wrong seems to be become blurred. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, we used to all agree, standards. No matter where we were politically, about what was right and wrong.
I know, but I think it's a mistake that we attributed that to religion. Maybe philosophy, but organized industrial...
I'm not talking about organized religion. I'm talking about people believing that there's something more
than
themselves.
You got my agreement 100% on that one. Yes, 100% on that one. Healthy weight loss, self-weight loss, are you focused on you? Are you focused on your family? Are you focused on what you can do to safely lose that weight that you put on since COVID began? A lot of people have that. They still are eating pizza. Matter of fact, there's a new pizza joint that opened up right down the street.
Pizza's
I'm looking
big
forward.
Right now.
Pizza, yum. Pasta, yum. Carbs, yum. People eat carbs when they're unhappy. You knew that because there's something very satisfying about eating a big
plate. I just have a bottle of carbs. I just
oh, you do? Okay. So why should you choose Calitrin? Calitrin is a domestic product. That is, it is made in America. It's FDA approved. It has been tested for quality and purity for years, been around for decades. The supplement is perfect for men and women, all members of the family. You want to lose weight naturally? Then you can trust Calitrin. That's the final word. That's the way I think you would join in by going to toploss.com, seeing the effective ways that people have lost. And, you know, lose the weight. Be smart about how you celebrate it. Keep up the good work, though, for those of you who've lost the weight and kept it off. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. You will find success guaranteed or your money back. Again, that's toploss.com. Best deal. Use the code DJV on checkout.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Lots of good discussion here. As a matter of fact, the discussion of an Abraham Lincoln artifact auction is the clip of the day today at djvshow.com. Huh? You say what? You will not believe the gross stuff. If you didn't hear the conversation, I don't know that anybody talked about this anywhere else but here. We dig up
usual.
These things. Yeah. Well, cloning and that sort of thing becomes part of the conversation as well. Just listen to it. And you can follow the program, all of it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at djvshow.com. So the business of lockdowns and civil liberties and what's going on with the election and how many people. Is there, if somebody gets caught cheating while going to the vote, you know, somebody, the wrong person, do they get sent to jail? What happens to people?
They should get arrested,
cheat?
But I don't,
well,
I mean,
no,
I would imagine
they.
It depends on the state, probably
yeah.
The local government.
I think there are a lot of people who are really beginning to start thinking about their job as an elector, which is probably a good thing, frankly, as we get closer to the election. 10 before the hour here.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Five items from the world of technology. That's what we have right now on Tech Talk at 53 after the hour. Review of the top five items this week that Victoria Keelan has researched as they impact you. And at number five, I'm not going to do my Samuel L. Jackson impression because most of that you can't get away with on the radio. So,
correct.
What do we have here? Hey.
So, Amazon is expanding the Samuel L. Jackson voice skill for its Alexa digital assistant. Now it includes tens of thousands of more phrases, which will be fun, and, of course, a lot more swearing. So, they're also giving him his own dedicated wake phrase, so all you need to say now is, hey, Samuel, rather than go through, hey, Alexa.
Hey, Samuel!
Yeah, so hey Samuel, if you have that now, it's only 99 cents to access this on Echo and other Alexa-enabled devices. And so while gathering feedback, Amazon said 75% of the users of Samuel's voice on Alexa said they wanted a more candid, off-the-cuff version than what was originally, you know, he had basically some recorded phrases. So now you can interact with him even more, and there are 30,000 more phrases that were added, and five times the swear words. So... It makes Alexa a lot more fun when it's Samuel L. Jackson talking back to you.
All right, number four is the sharpest item of the week as far as I'm concerned. It has impact for me, and I wonder, those who are using Waze, this is very important, so please summarize, Victoria.
If you use the navigation app called Waze, W-A-Z-E, which is, as all of us have said here, it's by far, I think, the best navigation app available. It's owned by Google, but it has way more features than Google Maps does or even Apple Maps. And so they're adding a new feature that I think all of us have suffered with, and it's called lane guidance. So what it does now, it will recommend what lane you should be in when you're entering or exiting a freeway or a highway. And in the past, it's sort of been a little murky, and you had to kind of figure out which lane you needed to be in on your own. And that can be dangerous while you're driving and trying to also exit or enter a freeway. So now it will be very specific about which lane you need to be in order to execute the exit. So that's a good feature. They've stolen it from Google Maps and Apple Maps, but I think overall Waze is still really is much better. They also have new traffic notifications that will let you know that traffic is building up on the way to your favorite or frequent destinations. So that will help too, so you can beat the rush.
Just me personally, that's the best story of the week.
Yeah.
Number three, and some of these others have no meaning. Drone deliveries.
Well,
I'm not exactly going to be in line for that.
Well, you're not a Walmart customer. However, many millions of Americans are. And
that's
so Zipline is a drone company. They are partnering with Walmart for a new drone delivery operation. So the program is going to be for on-demand deliveries of health and wellness products, including prescriptions. They're starting the trial next year in their headquarters, which is in Bentonville, Arkansas. And Zipline's launch and release system allows for on-demand delivery in less than an hour. They'll be operating from a Walmart store, and they can service a 50-mile radius. If you think about it, a 50-mile radius for delivery within an hour is pretty amazing. So that's like about an hour away in most places, maybe even a little more. So
yeah.
That's actually great news. Earlier this year, Zipline announced it was partnering with a hospital system in North Carolina to make contactless deliveries of PPE. That worked out really well, and that's why they've now moved up a step with Walmart. And so they've already delivered more than 200,000 critical medical products to health facilities in multiple countries. Back in 2016, Zipline made a lot of headlines because they were the first national drone delivery system in the world to deliver blood to patients in remote areas of Rwanda. That was their real testing ground. So, and then on the other end of it, Amazon, which is constantly competing with Walmart, they recently got approval in August from the FAA to operate as a drone airline in the U.S. So we're not really sure what that's going to look like yet, but next year in 2021, we'll start to see how these drone delivery systems really kind of pan out.
Number two, Apple has a big announcement.
Yep, Apple announced, they did their annual September announcement of all the new products, and one of the new ones is the Apple Watch Series 6, which is pretty cool. The new model looks just like the 4 and the 5, but it adds a variety of new sensors to allow for things like blood oxygen monitoring and better sleep tracking. The Series 6 can measure blood oxygen levels in 15 seconds using both red and infrared light. The reason that's important, and you've been hearing a lot about this during the pandemic, blood oxygen levels are often tied. If you have a low blood oxygen level, that's usually one of the first signs of COVID. And so if you're a lot of people, you know, they had oxygen levels that were way lower than they should be, and that was an initial symptom that doctors knew to treat patients for COVID-19. So you can get that information now from the Apple Watch.
Number one, Amazon is a products that they have are Firehead.
Yeah.
So,
Amazon Basics is their own line of electronics, and they make more than 5,000 budget-friendly products. However, after 1,500 reviews of 70 items, they have been deemed a fire hazard. So be very, very cautious if you're buying Amazon Basics electronics.
Budget-friendly, but don't want to have...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.